Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Saturday, August 3rd, 2019. Welcome to episode 81 of Amy Talks About Stuff. If you're following the Dog Days of Podcasting master feed, you might have noticed that my episodes are always coming into the feed one day behind when they should be. That is an artifact of my overnight work schedule and my overnight sleeping schedule. My days, the periods of time when I'm active and doing stuff, start and end at a different time than most people. That's my excuse. I am creating one episode per day for the month of August, and the dates on the corresponding blog post on my WordPress site will always show the date that that episode was intended to be for, even if I didn't actually post it until after midnight, or sometime on the following day. For example, I'm actually recording this at shortly after 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, August 4th. But I did sleep some during the day on Saturday in two separate shifts, and my day will not end until after I come back from church and go back to bed again. The reason I had to break up sleeping into two separate shifts on Saturday was because it's the first Saturday of the month, and one of my Toastmasters clubs meets on the first Saturday of the month. That brings me to my main topic for this episode. I'm titling this episode, The Long Road to DTM. Like any organization, we love our three-letter acronyms. That one stands for Distinguished Toastmaster, which is the topmost level of education and leadership award that you can earn through Toastmasters. In order to earn it, you have to exhibit dedication to and excellence in both areas, which ultimately means you have to give a certain number of speeches and a certain number of special presentations and also serve in a certain number of leadership positions, including helping to coach a club, helping to mentor a new member, and a few other things. The whole purpose of this once-a-month club is to assist people with getting some of the larger and more time-consuming projects completed and out of the way, so that they can get their awards finished sooner rather than later. I'm one of several people I know who is trying to get that topmost award, the DTM, by no later than June 30th of next year, because in our part of the world, that is the last day to get them under the Legacy Educational Program, as opposed to the new one which was just rolled out in 2018 and which I assisted in the rollout of. I may or may not have mentioned this at some point. I didn't actually do anything to work toward that award today, but I did help other people work toward theirs. And also on Thursday, at my regular Toastmasters Club meeting, I gave the final speech of one of the required projects that I have to do, which is called High Performance Leadership. There are still a few things that I need to do before I can submit that one for credit. I still have to finish some of the tasks in the workbook. There are some self-reflection and self-evaluation tasks in there that I still haven't done. And I have to meet with my guidance committee, which is a group of people who supported me and helped me get my leadership project done, one more time so that they can sign off on the manual. I've already met with them a couple of times previously, but we haven't had our wrap-up meeting yet, and I really need to schedule that. My next time that I'm definitely planning to work toward this and make some real progress is the Thursday of the week after I get back from Dragon Con, so that would be September 5th? Yeah, that's right, September 5th. I decided I'm going to give my first speech from the Persuasive Speaking Manual that day at my regular weekly club meeting. My hope is that on at least one of these multiple airplane flights I'm going to take, I'll be awake enough and have enough concentration to get some serious work done on organizing and planning these speeches, which is without question the area I need to work on the most. So far this summer, I haven't had much success in that area, On the way to and from Otakon, all I felt like doing was reading a book, but I'm still hopeful that at least one of these upcoming trips will yield some better results.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.